Morelli knocked on my door at 10:30 that night. He had a six-pack and a pizza and a portable TV tucked under his arm. He was out of uniform, back to wearing jeans and a navy T-shirt. "Another day in that van and I might be glad to go to jail," he said. "Is that a Pino's pizza? Is there any other kind? How'd you get it?" "Pino delivers to felons." He looked around. "Where's your cable hookup?" "In the living room." He plugged the TV in, set the pizza and the beer on the floor, and hit the remote. "You get any phone calls?" "Nothing." He opened a beer. "It's early yet. Ramirez does his best work at night." "I talked to Lula. She's not going to testify." "Big surprise." I sat on the floor next to the pizza box. "Did you hear the conversation with Jimmy Alpha?"
"Yeah, I heard it."
"What the hell kind of outfit were you supposed to be wearing?" "It was my slut outfit. I wanted to speed things up."
"Christ, you had guys running their cars up on the curb. And where did you hide the mic? It wasn't under that top. I'd have seen scotch tape under that top."
I stuck it in my underpants. "Dang," Morelli said.
"When I get it back, I'm going to have it bronzed."
I popped open a beer and helped myself to a piece of pizza. "What do you make of Alpha? You think he could be pushed into testifying against Ramirez?" Morelli flipped through the channels, clicked onto a ball game, and watched it for a few seconds. "Depends how much he knows. If he's got his head deep in the sand, he's not going to have hard facts. Dorsey paid him a visit after you left, and he got less than you did."
"You have Alpha's office bugged?"
"No. Bartok at Pino's."
There was one piece of pizza left. We both eyeballed it.
"It'll go straight to your hips," Morelli said.
He was right, but I took it anyway. I kicked him out a little after one and dragged myself to bed. I slept through the night, and in the morning there were no messages on my machine. I was about to start coffee when the car alarm went off in the lot below. I grabbed my keys and ran for my apartment, taking the steps three at a time. The driver's door was open when I got to the Jeep. The alarm was wailing away. I deactivated and reset the alarm, locked the car, and returned to my apartment.